Madmar's Notebook for August 5th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. Well, I thought I had subscribed to the main feed of the Dog Days of Podcasting shows, but it turns out that feed was broken in Pocket Cast, so I had to get the new feed just for Pocket Cast. And lo and behold, there was only 90 shows in the queue after I finished downloading them, I think, this morning. So it took the rest of the day to listen to mostly all of the shows. I think I'm caught up now. And I was listening to a bunch of other podcasts in the mix too, so it was funny. I thought I was subscribed to the whole feed, but it was just, turns out I was listening to all the close friends and their Dog Day shows. So I was getting only a little trickle of them. And now I'm starting to hear all the voices that I remember from last year. But anyway, what's happened today? One little glitch in the rollout from yesterday's move. I didn't ask my boss to move his computer over when everybody else did, because he's my boss and he can move it whenever he feels like it. But when he came in on the weekend to do it, turns out the switch I hooked up wasn't good. It was only about 10 years old, and I figured it only had to last for about a week or so, because this temporary move, everyone is telling me it's only going to take a week. We'll see how long I'm talking about this in the Dog Days. So anyway, made a quick run down to Best Buy, pick up a cheap little gigabit switch so that we could get that little problem ironed out. And I realized that I hadn't been to a physical Best Buy store in years. Must have been at least 2 or 3 years by the look of it. It does look like it's been renovated, but not just newly renovated. I can't find anything when I went in there. It's organized now. I don't know, it's not like a computer store anymore. It's definitely more like a consumer, I don't know what to describe it. You have a whole bunch of home appliances. You have stuff that should be called computers, but they've broken it down into something like gaming and music and all the tablets and mobile devices, but they don't call it that. It's some other, you know, non-techie term. So if I wanted to, and I did try and find the networking section, which would have been really easy to find a few years ago, but no, it's not there. And I think they only have about one shelf, well, or one row of space dedicated to the Wi-Fi routers and access points. And within that, there's less than one shelf of wired networking gear. And it was kind of difficult to find. I had to ask one of their sales reps to help me find it. But he tells me that it's getting a little more popular now. Apparently, they do have some gamers that really do like their wired network. So they do have some 16 and 24 port gigabit switches. And I remember the last time I was in a Best Buy, it was because I was specifically looking for those kinds of high capacity gigabit switches for the office, because we had a switch that died in the middle of the day and I had to scramble to find a replacement. Went to Best Buy, they didn't have anything over 100 megabits. Now it looks like they finally come around and caught back up to where the industry was, what, 5 or 10 years ago? Actually stocking some things that are useful for a business rather than just trying to sell, I don't know, weird things. Why is an electronics store even selling refrigerators, for that matter? And when I walked in to Best Buy, yeah, that's the first display that would come through the door, was refrigerators that were marked down on sale. And next to it was a bunch of air conditioners, the ones that are marked down on sale. That was the weirdest thing I think I saw there. So anyway, that's been my day today so far. That's good enough for one show. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.